The Mysterious World of the Human Genome by Frank Ryan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Possibly I am a scientist because I was curious when I was young. I can remember being 10, 11, 12 years old and asking, "Now why is that? Why do I see such a peculiar phenomenon? I would like to understand that." Linus Pauling. Introduction. No special act of creation, no spark of life was needed to turn dead matter into living things. The same atoms composed them both, arranged only in a different architecture. Jacob Bronowski, The Identity of Man. Bronowski begins his more famous book, The Ascent of Man, with the words, "Man is a singular creature. He has a set of gifts which make him unique among the animals, so that, unlike them, he is not a figure in the landscape, he is a shaper of the landscape." But why should we humans have become shapers of the landscape rather than mere figures inhabiting it? We differ from, say, a seahorse or a cheetah because our genetic inheritance, the sum of the DNA that codes for us, is different in humans when compared to the horse or the cheetah. We call this the genome, or to be more specific in our case, the human genome. Our genome defines us at the most profound level. That same genome is present in every one of the approximately 100,000 billion cells that make us who we are as individual members of the human species.